Welcome to It's Your Community with Vanessa Denha, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to It's Your Community. Vanessa Denha Garmo here with Epiphany Communications and Coaching. Several years ago, I was asked to handle some PR for a very tragic event. Tragedy struck the family of John and Ann Mansour in July of 2013, losing their children Alexander, at the time 11 years old, and Gabrielle, 6 years old, to a devastating boating accident. In the days, weeks, and months of mourning, family, friends, and the community came together to pray for the Mansour family. 11-year-old Adriana survived the accident, suffering severe brain trauma, and was in critical condition for months. She is currently progressing and able to attend school. The family took comfort from many, but it was their Catholic Church, several priests and seminarians at the time, that never missed a day to pray with and console the Mansour family. The family set up the foundation in memory of their children and has scheduled 3 events benefiting the Kelly and Seminarian Fund. These events include the family's honor to support the Kelly and Seminarian Fund that currently has 12 men in preparation. So they have an annual walk that they started 10 years ago. So it was the 10-year anniversary of this tragic boating accident. And they set up a fundraiser, a walk at the Detroit Zoo. They had no idea at the time how many people would attend. And more than 1,000 people showed up at 7:30 in the morning on a Sunday 10 years ago to walk in memory of their 2 children in support of Adriana's recovery. They're having a walk coming up this September, their 10-year anniversary, again at the Detroit Zoo. The mission is the annual cost that exceeds more than $30,000 per seminarian for education at Sacred Heart Seminary, which includes room and board. At any given time, there's anywhere from like 8 to 12 seminarians in seminary at Sacred Images Seminary in the Chaldean Diocese. 100% of the proceeds benefit the Chaldean Seminarian Fund. So this is a way to help keep the faith and support this family, this Mansour family, which helped them through this tragedy over the last 10 years. So the kind of support includes the church wants the seminarians to focus on growing in God's love, discerning God's will more deeply, growing as disciples of Jesus, and doing their schoolwork. As such, the Chaldean Church in Detroit has always had the policy that seminarians should not worry about paying for their tuition, room, or board. So each year, the Chaldean Church in Detroit pays more than $30,000 per seminarian for tuition, room, and board. This fund helps that. I wanted to talk to John Mansour, the father of these 2 beautiful children who lost their lives 10 years ago, and his beautiful daughter, Adriana, recovering from the, continuing to recover from the accident. She did suffer brain trauma, but she was able to attend school, and now she's attending college. And he will talk with us about why it's so important for the community to support this mission and the value in the families participating. Again, the event is coming up this September, and you can go to alexandgabby.com, alexandgabby.com, to find out more. But first, I want to welcome John Mansour. In memory of Alexander and Gabriel Mansour, the Stride for Seminarian event is taking place September 17th at the Detroit Zoo. To talk with us about that is John Mansour. John, how are you today?
Hi, Vanessa. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for having me on again. Always a pleasure to talk with you. And this is by far one of my favorite events to attend every year, John. It's just a wonderful family fun event at the Detroit Zoo in honor of your beautiful children, Alexander and Gabby Mansour. So share with our listeners, John, the story of your children a little bit for those who may not be familiar with the story. And let's talk about the Stride for Seminarians and how people can participate. But give our listeners a little bit of a background.
Sure, Vanessa. So my children were full of life and always made that kind of impact on everybody around them. They just had that kind of passion for people, love for people, and kind of made that everlasting impression. So actually last Friday, Vanessa marked the 10 years since our accident, the loss of Alex and Gabby. So we were on the lake, and there was an accident, boating accident, and both lost their lives. And our third child, Adriana, was also, part of the accident. But thanks to God and the prayers and the community and the hospital system, she was able to be saved. And, from that time forward, Vanessa, we had a number of seminarians and people from our church, our priests, our nuns, our community as a whole, our schools, neighbors, just everybody from every direction was coming our way, and just an outpouring of love and compassion. So the seminarians were kind of for the first group in the hospital with us from the early stages, and were with us essentially all the way through that journey, praying with us, just being with us, supporting us. And that relationship has continued to strengthen and build from that point forward. So after Adriana was discharged from the hospital and reentered school, we kind of paused and looked back at the experience at the hospital, all the love and the prayers, the presence of our seminarians, and thought, what can we do as a family to give back to our community? And the first thought was, what can we, do to support our Chaldean seminarians? So that's kind of how the Strive for Seminaries came to life, and our first event was back in September of 2014, and here we are 10 years later, continuing to celebrate a beautiful Sunday, September, with our community, our seminarians, a beautiful family event that captures the hearts of many, and we're just blessed to be able to kind of continue with that that mission and the event. And here we are, almost 2 months away from the 10th annual, which is kind of hard to believe. But, again, blessed for all the love and support that we get from so many to keep this event going and to keep us standing. The prayers are heartfelt, and they made a difference for us. They will continue to make a difference for us. And there's nothing more powerful than, the power of prayer. So we're thankful to all.
Amen to that, John. And, those seminarians 10 years ago are now priests. Many of them are priests now who are still very involved in Stride for Seminarians, are at the Detroit Zoo at the day of the event. I love it. It's so much fun to walk around and you see the seminarians, the current seminarians, the priests who were seminarians at the time who are now priests today, and just seeing them throughout the whole walk, encouraging you, being with you. Tell us, this event was a success, John, from day one. Tell us about that and your reaction, you and Ann, when you saw the turnout.
I would say, Vanessa, we were shocked. I mean, obviously going into an event, you don't know what to expect, how it's going to turn out. So to kind of see, through our website, the numbers early on was kind of a telling tale that we're going to have a much larger than ever expected turnout. So in the first year, we had over 1,000 people pre-register online, which was remarkable. And kind of what I heard, the first of its kind for a diocese event. So it was very telling early that, the demand was there. We were just filled with joy to kind of see that. And it turned out to be a beautiful, fruitful day. And going forward, again, as I said earlier, you just never know what to expect after, an event or two and its reoccurrence, whether it's going to continue to be successful and kind of sustain itself, or it just may kind of go by the wayside. People may want to do something else. But, again, 10 years later, Vanessa, it's still going. The love of those original seminarians is still very heartfelt to this day. They do come out and celebrate with us. They walk with us in the community. We're still very much in touch, with those seminarians that are now priests. And we've had the kind of honor and pleasure to see these young men grow up and kind of knew where they were 10 years ago. Some were kind of in their first year of the seminary, and here they are, some of them in their fifth, sixth, or seventh year into their journey of priesthood. So just a beautiful thing to kind of see everybody grow up and us continue on that journey of healing, you know, with them along with the new seminary. So there will always be a spot in the Mansour family's heart for the passion and love for the seminary as a whole. And now it's, you know, 10 additional new guys in the seminary that are kind of at different stages in their studies. And from what I'm told just recently, two more that have been accepted and will be entering this fall. So very nice to say there are 12 now kind of in the queue, again, a different stage in the seminary. So, you know, 12 more amazing men in the future that are going to continue to, you know, secure the future of our church and, you know, glorify God and support many others in the community like they did for us.
Amen to that.
You know, the kind of gentlemen they are. So.
Yeah. And they study at Sacred Heart Major Seminary in Detroit. And it's not, you know, I didn't realize this, John, until you started this fundraiser for them, Strive for Seminarians, by the way. And everybody's invited to register. You can go to alexandgabby.com. There's a wonderful flyer up there, and you can register there and join us all. We'd love to see our listeners there. John, that I didn't realize at the time that it's not cheap to go through seminary. And so this fundraiser is really instrumental in helping with the education of these seminarians.
That's correct, Vanessa. I believe the numbers are right around 30 to 35,000 per seminarian. That includes a full year of room and board and the education. So definitely a very large, you know, burden expense that is borne by the diocese. And, you know, thank God that this event is kind of doing a small part to help fund, you know, the 12 men-to-be this coming fall. And just very honored to say that, you know, it can help support the church and our seminarians and be able to fund them, but definitely a heavy bill on an annual basis. And it very much surprising to me. I thought nowhere would it be anywhere in that range, but clearly as we became more educated about the seminary and the undertaking there, and you know, these men go through 7 years of schooling, so it's not, you know, like a four-year college and you're complete. It's 4 years and you graduate to theology. And there's another 3 years from that point. So it's a long journey for these men, and we're just very happy and proud to be part of it and doing our part to support them.
So one of the things that, too, I thought, John, when you guys first started the fundraiser Stride for Seminarians 10 years ago, when I saw the start time at 7:30, I said, oh, boy, Chaldeans are not morning people. And to get up at that. But when I got there, that I was like, wow, it was packed. And I was like, I was so proud of our community, you know, that they got up early. But it never fails. They're all there. It's so wonderful.
Absolutely, Vanessa. Again, I think for many that are churchgoers and attend Mass Sunday morning, it's a little earlier on the dial on the clock. But we were very blessed to see that there were, you know, over 1,000 in attendance and hundreds of the gates when they opened at 7:30 a.m. So gates open at 7:30. Our walk starts at 8:30. But between that time frame, we have kids' activities. We have breakfast snacks. Just a beautiful time to kind of come together and share some fellowship time with the rest of the attendees. And then we'd have our walk at 8:30, followed by a beautiful Mass with our Bishop Francis at 10. And then following the Mass, we have lunch, additional activities for kids. And then the folks attending are able to stay and enjoy the rest of the zoo, you know, with family and friends. So it's an all-around just beautiful event, Vanessa. Yes, it starts early, but thankfully, you know, due to, you know, all the interest and support and love, you know, our Chaldean community has kind of turned out in masses, and they've been there from day one, very supportive of the event, and happy to see they're able to wake up a little earlier and make it and just, you know, enjoy that morning. So it's a beautiful scene, and I can always share with you, we just feel the vibe of Alex and Gabby over seeing all of us and embracing us and, you know, looking back at our life and their life with us on this earth, Sunday was their favorite day. It was a family day. And now it's a family day on a much grander scale. And I know they're looking out from heaven, smiling. And it's best day of the year for us. So.
Yeah. Amen. Our little saints in heaven, Alex and Gabby. Yeah. And And John, you know, for listeners, you don't have to be Chaldean to attend. You're all welcome. We'd love to see you there. We'd love, if you've never participated, by the way, in a Chaldean mass, a Chaldean liturgy of the Eastern Rite, this is a wonderful opportunity to be part of a family fun event and then participate in an Eastern Rite mass with our own Bishop Francis Calibet. It's such a great experience, John, to see other cultures and to see, you know, experience a Chaldean mass for people who have never been.
Absolutely, Vanessa. And I've had many friends and work colleagues and neighbors and folks from the community that are not Chaldean, have turned out and participated, and they just were overall very impressed with the community, just the mass and the way it was structured, you know, unlike others they've attended. So I think there's a big appreciation for not just the experience that day, but participating in a mass like ours. And, you know, I think from what I've heard, it was just something that, you know, always made an impact on their lives, and they were very happy to be there. And I hope many listeners out there, non-Chaldean listeners, can you know, come out there and enjoy the day with us, walk with us, enjoy the activities, enjoy the food, and most importantly, you know, appreciate the you know, Eastern Rite kind of Chaldean mass, and I'm sure it'll make an impact on you as
yeah,
well.
It's September 17th. Registration is at 7:30. Walk begins at 8:30. Mass to follow at 10. Like John had said, there's breakfast, snacks, and lunch after, and kids' activities. You also get to participate and stay at the zoo if you want and enjoy the zoo for the rest of the day as well. Make a whole day out of it. You can go to alexandgabby.com, and Ron and I and our daughter Elena will be there. I'd love to see as many of our listeners out there as possible. John, you know, in addition to this wonderful fundraiser you and Ann started in honor of your beautiful children, Alex and Gabby, you also started a support group for grieving families who have lost a loved one through the Eastern Catholic Re-Evangelization Center. You've had many speakers there, including our own Father Ricardo at one point. Tell us, our listeners, about that as well.
Sure, Vanessa. So soon after our tragedy, there were many subsequent, some very sudden tragedies of children or adults, some expected, and, you know, there were many kind of in that same state of grieving as we were and continue to be, and they were turning to both Ann and I, you know, for support. So we kind of stepped back and assessed there was a gap in the community in terms of how do we deal with grieving, and we decided that time in 2016 to come together with our wonderful diocese again and our Chaldean sisters and created a support group for those that have lost a loved one called Grieving with Faith and Hope. So this group comes together once a month. We bring different guest speakers. There may be some times where just outings among the group where we have a chance to kind of share each other's thoughts, where we are in the journey. And essentially, Vanessa, it's just a group that understands one another and can provide that support and love to be able to kind of have the strength and provide, you know, the faith. And hopefully from there, provide the hope to allow these people to kind of stand up, get up daily, and feel like they have a purpose here in life. And most importantly, feel not that they're not alone in this. We're all together. We understand each other. We're there to support each other. And it's a beautiful group of over 50 families. So we started this, Vanessa, in April of 2016 with, I believe, five or six families. It's well over 50 families now. We've come together once a month at various locations with various guest speakers of faith or speakers that have had their own loss experiences and shared their own testimonies, motivational speakers. So it's a broad kind of network of different speakers that are just helping everybody here that has lost a loved one understand kind of that, you know, we're not alone first, and that, you know, maintaining and preserving that faith, understanding that the curveballs that are thrown at us in life can't come in the way of the love of God for us, and that God's love will continue to kind of propel us forward and allow us to kind of continue to seek that peace and joy and find that hope. So that's really the purpose here, Vanessa, of this group. Very proud of it to be there with Ann and the many other beautiful families that come every month with an open heart and mind and just kind of pour it all out. And I have over the years seen just incredible transformation in people that I would say at the very onset probably came in crawling, and months later I can see them standing with a sparkle in the eye. And there are no words to kind of capture that, but very proud to be part of the group. And we have more information on the ECRC website, Vanessa, as far as monthly meetings and posts. We also have a group chat that we can provide more details for, where everyone is kind of involved and part of the messaging. And if they happen to have a tough day or it's an anniversary day, everybody kind of will participate in prayers and, you know, do our best to uplift that person or family. And it's just a beautiful ministry and very proud to be part of it.
We're talking with John Mansour today. They have an annual fundraiser coming up called Strive for Seminarians at the Detroit Zoo. It's the 10-year anniversary since the passing of his two children, Alex and Gabby, in a very tragic boating accident. And since then, as you just heard John talk about, they started a grief support group through the Eastern Catholic Re-Evangelization Center. You can find out more at that at ecrc.us and, of course, alexandgabby.com to register. John, there's obviously still time to register. Is there still time to sponsor the event? How can people get involved in the annual Strive for Seminarians?
Absolutely. So best way, go to the website. There's plenty of information, Vanessa, on how to sponsor, how to volunteer, how to pre-register and become a walker, or just how to donate. So everything can be found right on the homepage at alexandgabby.com. We have a lot of history of past events, videos, photos, our mission statements. It all kind of starts there. But anyone that has any additional questions can email us at info@alexandgabby.com. We'll be happy to respond. Registration is still open, will remain open until September 15th. But those that are interested in a T-shirt, because we want everyone kind of looking good in their Strides T-shirt, you would have to pre-register at alexandgabby.com by August 27th.
Great. John, any last words you want to share with our listeners here on Epiphany before we let you go?
I would just say thank you to everybody out there for your love and support. Without it, I don't think I'd be here sharing this wonderful time with Vanessa and all of you listeners. So just very thankful to all of you for the love and prayers. And I just want to say to kind of end this, prayers make a difference. So whether it's for the Mansour family or anyone out there in need, nothing more potent than prayers. And we're just very blessed. So we thank everybody out there. And Vanessa, we thank you for all your support and allowing me on your radio broadcast once again this year.
Of course, always, John. You and Ann are always in my prayers. You, Ann, and Adriana, always in my prayers. God bless you and everything that you do. Thank you for being on Epiphany with us today, John.
Thank you.
God bless you. John Mansour talking about Stride for Seminarians. I really encourage you to participate. It really is a wonderful event for a wonderful cause to raise money for seminarians at Sacred Heart Major Seminary. AlexandGabby.com is the website. You can register, participate in the walk, attend a Chaldean Eastern Rite Mass with Bishop Francis Calabat. There's hundreds of people. You heard John, 1,000 registered the first year alone. You can get a T-shirt if you register early enough, and come and join us. I'd love to meet you. I'll be there with my husband and my daughter, and I'd love for as many Epiphany and Ave Maria radio listeners to join us on that September 17th morning at the Detroit Zoo. And again, the tickets to the walk also includes tickets to the Detroit Zoo, so you can stay with your family and make a whole day of it and enjoy the Detroit Zoo after the event is over.
Again, I want to thank John Mansour for joining us and sharing with us his story. He's been on before, and he's done tons of media interviews over the years talking about this tragedy that took the lives of his two beautiful children, Alex and Gabby Mansour. His beautiful daughter, Adriana, continues to recover. And we'd love to see you out there. Like I said, I'll be out there with my husband, my daughter. It's a fun family event. Again, there's breakfast, there's lunch, there's games for the kids. There's a lot to do, and you could stay the whole day and enjoy the zoo. What a great thing to do on a beautiful Sunday morning and afternoon here in Metro Detroit. It's one of our great jewels in Southeast Michigan and in the state of Michigan is our Detroit Zoo. If you have any questions or comments or show topics you want me to cover, you can easily reach me, Vanessa Denha Garmo. You can go to Epiphany Communications and Coaching, and you can send me an email right from my company website. Or you can find me on any of the social media platforms. I'm on LinkedIn, Vanessa Denha Garmo. I'm on Twitter, or X now called, Vanessa Denha Garmo. You can also find me on Instagram. and my company, Epiphany Communications and Coaching, on Facebook. You can private message me there as well. You can also send me an email directly, info@epiphanyccc.com, epiphanyccc.com. Communications, content creation, and coaching, the three C's that I focus on, communication strategy, content creation, and coaching. So epiphanyccc.com, epiphanyccc.com is my website. And you can send me a message via email, info@epiphanyccc.com. As always, we remind you, our listeners, to connect, to communicate, and to collaborate with your community. We'll catch you next time right here on It's Your Community.
It's Your Community, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.